Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Academy of Dance Arts in Elmsford, the very first winners of the I Love My Office contest. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. We want to thank our wonderful sponsors for this event. Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Joseph Richard Florals in Armagh, Saltaire, Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs, and our sponsor for today, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. Now, I have a question for all of you. Do you really love your office? I mean, really love your office. Well, guess what? How would you like to enter this wonderful contest? You certainly can. The easiest way to do so, you log on to our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You'll find the icon, I Love My Office. You click the button, you enter your office information, and you're entered to win an assortment of prizes. Listen to this. How about some wonderful chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck? Or perhaps we have a beautiful floral design from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A social media consultation with our friends at MSM Design. A happy hour at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester. And here's the best part of it all. Are you ready for this? A live broadcast like we're doing today at the office that you're hosting at with us, Westchester Talk Radio. Does that sound good to you? It certainly does. Good luck to you, and good luck entering the contest. And I also want to remind you, by the way, that our broadcasts are always produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durandy Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Mixmaster Matt, Matty K. I just want to remind you, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can like us on Facebook if you prefer Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my first guest, somebody we just met last week at the Best of Westchester, a really good friend of ours. She is Jennifer Pollock. She's a noted actor, but also is the owner and director of Academy of Dance Arts here in Elmsford. Good to see you today.
Yes, it's great to see you too, Jim.
Well, as we said, we met her last week, and I want to tell you, what a year she's having right now. Can I just mention, for those of you who don't know it, excuse me, at the Best of Westchester, she was honored twice. We have the best dance school in Westchester. She was named Best Businesswoman, and as we said today, they are the first winners of the I Love My Office contest. But if I may, you have a big life change event coming up. You want to share that with us as well?
I do. I'm actually getting married in 3 weeks as well, so there's just so many exciting things happening right now.
Well, you are on a roll. I must say, congratulations to you, Jen.
Thank you.
Well, as I said, we're finally here. A beautiful facility here, I must say. You've been in business for many, many years. You've actually been here, though, for a couple. Tell us how you made the move to Elmsford from your previous location.
We were actually located in Pleasantville for the last 16 years, and we moved here 2 years ago. It was a wonderful choice. You know, we were growing and growing and growing in Pleasantville, and we had a wonderful facility there. The parking was a little bit lacking there. You know, beautiful building, and Pleasantville is a wonderful town, but unfortunately sometimes the parking just wasn't quite enough for our growing business. So we were presented with an opportunity here, and you know, we just had to jump and take it because, you know, it's just endless parking here in this facility, and it's done nothing but help us grow since we've been here, and we love it.
You say you serve about 250 kids a year. That's a lot of clientele, and they come from pretty much as far away as Bedford Hills all the way down south, right?
Correct. You know, we go across the map all the way from Ossining and Croton and Briarcliff, and then all the way up to Bedford Hills and Katona, and then down to, you know, White Plains, Yonkers, even the Bronx.
What kind of dance classes do you hold here? Because it goes on up from kid all the way up to adult. So really, you can learn everything from the basic step to hip-hop, those kinds of things?
Yes, absolutely. We actually start at age 2 with a Mommy and Me class. So we start them really young, and we take it all the way up through adults. And we offer all styles. We have hip-hop, we have jazz, we have tap, we have ballet, we have contemporary, lyrical, theater dance. I mean, really pretty much if you name it, other than ballroom, we have it here, and you can try it.
So if you're somebody like me who maybe wants to learn the basic box step, I could do that?
Maybe not the box step, yeah, but we could teach you how to hip-hop.
Okay, that'd be fun. I've never done that before, but I'm willing to learn, that's for sure. Now, this is 7 years in a row that you were named Best Dance School by Westchester Magazine. That's an incredible feat.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, we've been really honored to be named by Westchester Magazine Best of Westchester for the last 7 years. It's really just such an honor.
I think that goes to show the exposure that you have and they love coming here and they want to come back out to learn other dance steps. It seems to be very popular.
You know, we have a wonderful staff. I really have to thank my staff. It's not just myself. I mean, every one of our teachers here specializes in their field, not just in the styles, but in the ages that they teach. So, you know, our young teachers, and I don't, they're all young in age, but in who they specialize in, whether they specialize in preschoolers, whether they specialize in, you know, seven-year-olds or adults or teenagers, it's what makes them so special in what they do and in the styles that they teach, and they love what they do. And I think that really comes through, and that's why the kids love being here.
And again, no matter what your age, there's something in it for you. I mean, if you want to learn any kind of dance, as you said, other than ballroom, this is the place for you to come. What are your hours during the week? When do you actually open?
We're actually open as of 9 a.m. during the week, Monday through Saturday, and we're here until 9, 10 o'clock at night.
So really, pretty much any time during the day. So if anybody would like more information about coming here and they want to take some lessons, where do they get in touch?
So we have a website, www.academyofdancearts.info. They can go there. We are offering, currently we have all kinds of summer programs. We have summer camps for preschoolers all the way up through teenagers. We're also running an offer currently at for the rest of this summer. We just started this offer yesterday. It's a flash sale at 50% off camp just for the next 3 weeks that are left of summer. And then we are also offering, we are just starting back to school as well. Actually, we started back to school registration a few weeks ago, and that is filling incredibly quickly. So we decided we would give, you know, a little offer there as well. You know, thanks to Best of Westchester, we wanted to, you know, honor everybody for, you know, helping us be the Best of Westchester. So we wanted to offer for back to school $50 to anyone in a gift certificate that would like to register for our fall classes as well. And they can do that by going on our website, again, www.academyofdancearts.info.
All right. Jen Pollack, congratulations to you and all your accomplishments. You're having a wonderful 2017. Continued success to you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jim.
All right. That's Jen Pollack again. She owns and directs Academy of Arts, Academy of Dance Arts, which is located here in Ellsford. Again, if you just tune in, they are the very first winners of the I Love My Office contest. Kudos to them.
Thanks.
We're
going
to step aside and take a short break for just a minute, and we'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Academy of Dance Arts here in Elmsford. The very first winners of the I Love My Office contest. How you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, and we want to thank our wonderful sponsors for this event. First of all, Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Joseph Richard Florals in Armagh, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs, and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, our sponsor for today, by the way. And I have a question for all of you. Do you really love your office? I mean, really love your office. Well, how would you like to enter this wonderful contest just as we saw with Academy of Dance Arts here, our first winners? Well, this is what you do. It's very simple. You log on to our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the section that says, I Love My Office. Click that. Hit the button to register. Enter all your information, and you'll be entered to win an assortment of prizes. Here are some of them. You get an array of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals in Armagh and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck, a happy hour at Saltaire, Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, a social media consultation with MSM Designs. And here is the best part of all, because this is what we're doing, and this is why we're here. You are also entered to win a chance to get a live broadcast with us, Westchester Talk Radio, at your office. Sound good? Yes, it does. And I also want to remind you, as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, India Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Now remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, one of the neighbors, actually, of the Academy of Dance Arts here in Elmsford. They're right across the hall, as a matter of fact. I'm pleased to have with us right now, he is Mitch Lance. He is a tennis director and coach at a place called The Play Place, which is across the way. Mitch, good to have you with us on this wonderful Friday.
Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful day.
Well, tell us about The Play Place for those who are not familiar with it. Again, you're the neighbors to the Academy of Dance Arts. What exactly do you do?
Oh, so we have a bunch of different amenities. So we have, first of all, we're a huge indoor playground. So we have a giant play structure where, you know, kids have a lot of fun running around. We have some soccer fields. We have a couple tennis courts. So we run a bunch of programs and all that. So we have tennis programs. We have soccer programs. Run birthday parties. We do open play. We also have a hair salon. So you can get your hair cut as well. Yeah, we do. So, yeah, there's always a special. So if you come and play, you can get a haircut as well. And
Now, as far as the play facilities, you have both indoor and outdoor facilities. I had a chance to peek outside. So let's say if it's really nice, you'd be outside. But if it rains, you have some things for the kids on the inside, right?
We do. And if it's a nice day, you can actually go outside. We have a splash park as well. So it's a little water park as well.
How long has the play place been around?
So this is going into their fifth year now.
5 years.
Yeah.
That's interesting because the Dance Academy... The Academy of Dance Arts has been here for a couple, I've been told. Although they've been in business for a long, long time. But again, that this is another place for kids to go. In addition to maybe learning how to dance, they can also, you know, try their hand at tennis or what have you.
Exactly. I would say that's probably the most unique part about the whole business is that it's you come here for one program, but you don't have to just leave when you're done. You can do other things and have fun and, you know, come with your whole family and, you know, really enjoy just everything there is to offer, except with the program that you're doing, and then you can do a whole lot more as well. So, yeah, I'd say that's...
Well, as a tennis coach, so you're mm-hmm. you're with a kid for the first time who mm-hmm. is learning the game, teaching the basics, the stroke, and how to hit the ball, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, well, I would say at the early stage, what we're looking to do is mainly get them first in love with the game, in love with the environment, with the atmosphere of the whole play place, and then trying to get them to get the basic athletic skills down. So we're working on, you know, eye and coordination, getting them ingrained into all of that, and then we'll really pick up the rack and get really into the technique. But really, it's all in the fun way because, you know, we don't want them to lose that interest with the, you know, a little demoralizing if it's too hard at first. So that's kind of the challenge to make them real feel easy with that.
What about the age range of the kids? How young are we talking about to how old?
So surprisingly, you can actually start and however old when they're ready to hold a racket. So 1.5 to 2 would be the youngest we've ever started with. And our place will go until about 10 years old and then we'll outgrow it. And yeah, so it's 10 and under facility. So actually our tennis courts are certified USTA 36-foot courts. So we're actually the only place in Westchester that has permanent courts like that. Every other tennis club, you just take the court itself, the regular tennis court, and then go to the side and put a net up across so you can fit a few of those courts, but we have them in a permanent setting. So it just feels a little more, I guess, natural as opposed to just playing on like a makeshift net.
So whether you're a kid who just wants to play for fun or maybe you may aspire to become a professional someday, this is a good place to start,
oh,
with it.
Absolutely. But, yeah, like it's about the sport but also just about the fun as well, because I think that's a lot of thing that you won't find at other places. Is that you're going there to enjoy the activity, but then that's it.
And again, this is more than tennis. I mean, that's
absolutely.
Just one aspect of
absolutely.
What this is,
yeah.
right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Tennis, then there's soccer, equal. The same exact things that we do in the tennis to make it a fun environment. That's exactly what the soccer program is going to do as well. Always kid-friendly drills. And when you are 1, 2, and 3 years old starting out, you're going to have a parent or guardian with you, so it's always comfortable. They're never going to feel, you know, like they have to do more than, you know, they're capable of. They're always going to have a helping hand, and yeah, it's always a good feeling to have.
How many kids come through here each year? What's the average? Can you say?
I wish I could give a great number.
It's quite a few, though?
Oh, quite a few, yeah. Thousands. I wish I can give you a good number. Definitely a lot, though. A lot of new faces all the time. Always coming in.
What about your hours? When are you actually open?
Well, but every day 9 to 6. So they come at any time. From in the weekdays, 9 to 9:30. It's $5 in the morning to play if you're under the age of 5. That's the Tot and Me Club. And yeah, we're open all the time, 9 to 6.
So it's very affordable for the family if they want to bring their kids here.
Mm-hmm, very, yep. And there's sibling discounts for programs. And
really something in it for everybody as far as the kids. So if anybody wants more information, where they can they get in touch with you?
So they can, if you want to email about tennis personally, you can email me at mitch@theplayplace.com. You can email info@theplayplace.net, info@theplayplace.net to get more information. You can check out theplayplace.net online, and all schedules and registration forms and all information are on there with the birthday parties and the hair salon and all that we have to offer. Yeah.
Well, sounds like a fun place, the Play Place. Mitch, thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That's Mitch Lance. Again, he is tennis coach and director with the Play Place, located just across the way from where we are at the Academy of Dance Arts. If you just tuned in, they are the first winners of the I Love My Office contest. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this Word of Interest. Stay right with us.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio Live, broadcasting from Academy of Dance Arts in Elmsford, the very first winners of the I Love My Office contest. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. We want to thank our wonderful sponsors for helping us out. Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs, and our sponsor for today, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. Now, I have a question for all of you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office. Would you like to enter this contest and have a chance to do what we're doing, broadcasting live here from an office? Well, I'll tell you how to do it. It's very, very simple. You log on to our website, westchestertalkradio.com, and when you do, you go to the icon that says, I Love My Office. You click it, you go into the button that says, Link to Register, and then you enter all your information, and you are then in the drawing to win an assortment of prizes. Listen to some of these. An assortment of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals or Grey Rock Florist. Some beautiful chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck, a happy hour at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and a social media consultation with MSM Designs. And that's not all. As we said, you're also entered to win the biggie, and that is a live broadcast with us, Westchester Talk Radio, at your office. I hope that sounds good to you. It definitely sounds good to us. Well, joining us now, before we do, I just want to remind you we're also produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. You can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Now joining us here, our latest guest, we talked about our sponsors, MSM Design. Well, we have a representative of that company with us today, I'm pleased to say. She is Linda Carvalho. She is account director with MSM Designs, and it's good to have you with us, Linda.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, by the way, Linda is helping us with our social media today. I want to give a shout-out to her for that. She's a very big help, I must say.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, Linda, tell us about MSM Designs. What exactly do you specialize in when it comes to designs? Are we talking logos? What exactly do you do?
Yeah, we do logos as well. So we're a full-service advertising and design agency. We specialize in web design, social media management, SEO, which is search engine optimization. We do a lot more things than that, but that's pretty much what we specialize in.
So like whenever you see a logo, that usually is the work of MSM, like you designed logos for our signs here. That's one example of that.
Yes. We created the logo for the I Love My Office. So we were definitely very happy to be able to be a part of that.
And it's a beautiful logo, I must say.
Well, thank you.
I love the heart. That's the best part of it.
Yeah.
So in going to create designs like that, I mean, what's the process like? Is it step by step? How does it go into that?
So I personally do not design them, but I do have a background in that. So from my knowledge, we definitely want to discuss if a company has no logo, what exactly their vision is to represent themselves. So it's all about brand awareness. When someone sees your logo, you want them to know exactly when they look at it, they're going to know, okay, that's this. So I definitely want to have that.
So as the account director, are you the first person they actually go to talk about doing some designs, or where do they go to first?
Well, we have a few people in our office that they can definitely speak to. I'm definitely one of them. The owner of MSM Designs, Mario Mirabella, would definitely be definite point person as well. But my job is to basically keep in touch with all of our current clients and then branch out and get our name out there as well. So.
And how many years has MSM been around?
We've been around since 1999.
Yep. So it's about 18 years that you've been doing this. Mm-hmm. So has it gotten bigger? Has it expanded? I mean, a lot of people
are definitely.
Interested?
Definitely. First started with Mario, and he's expanded tremendously.
Well, as technology has certainly evolved, I imagine that designing has kind of evolved with it.
Oh,
yes. See in social media and things like that.
Definitely. Well, it's so funny. You have, clothes that have trends, right? But a lot of people don't think of that when they think of web design and things like that. But you need to. You need to. Back in the day, you used to have flash designs when, you'd look up on a website and everything would just be flashing at you and sparkly. And when you see that now, you just think it's very dated. So there are trends with social media and web design.
So you stay ahead of the technology that continually evolves. I mean, it's evolving at such a rapid rate.
Yes, yes, it is. And people really need to stay on top of it.
So let me ask you this. So if I'm a prospective business owner and I'm looking to have a logo designed, and you kind of make some suggestions, like maybe what you envision, you kind of help them along the way in the process?
Yes, yes, we definitely do. We have a great team, and they have so many amazing ideas. So we can definitely figure out what the brand's ideas are and implement some of our own and just see if they approve that.
Well, if anybody wants more information, where can they contact you?
They can contact us at on our website, www.msmdesignswithaz.com, as well as our phone number, which is 914-909-5900.
All right, Linda Carvalho, Account Director with MSM Designs. Thank you so much, and thanks for all your help for today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Linda Carvalho, Account Director with MSM Designs. Again, one of the proud sponsors of our I Love My Office contest here at Westchester Talk Radio. We're going to step aside for just a moment, and we'll be back right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from Academy of Dance Arts in Elmsford, the very first winners of the I Love My Office contest. How you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. I want to thank our wonderful sponsors for helping out. They are Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Joseph Richard Florals in Armagh, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs, and our sponsor for today, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. Now, I have a question for all of you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office. I hope you do, because If you want to enter to win this contest, it's very easy. Believe me, it's very easy. All you have to do is log on to our website. It's westchestertalkradio.com. And what you do is you go to the I Love My Office icon. You click it. Then you go to the button where it says register to enter. You enter your company's information, and then you are entered for a chance to win an assortment of prizes. Listen to this. An assortment of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist. You can also win some beautiful chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck, a happy hour at Saltaire at Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and a social media consultation with MSM Designs. And if that isn't wonderful enough, listen to this. How about a live broadcast with us, Westchester Talk Radio, at your office? Sound good? You better believe it is. So enter for your chance to win, and good luck. And I also want to remind you as well, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Mix Master Matt, Matty K, and our engineer. And by the way, you can also download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. You can always like us on Facebook to all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, he is one of the dance dads who comes here to the Academy of Dance Arts. He is John Sander, and he is from Tarrytown, and he has a daughter who's 9 years old that's been coming here for a couple of years. John, good to have you with us. Tell us about the Academy, what it's meant to your daughter. She must be having a great time here.
Yeah, she really likes it here. She loves to dance in general. And, you know, I wanted to get her a place where she could really take the natural excitement of dance and really learn some skills. And we came here, and it's been a great experience for her. She loves it. She loves the teachers. She loves to be here.
So she learns everything from basic moves to becoming more and more proficient in how to do the dance steps?
Yeah, sure. She takes a bunch of courses in different kind of genres of dance, ballet, jazz, tap. And in each different genre, you know, they have different techniques, and she learns the techniques. And then as time goes on, they put together a little routine, and they get involved in that. And she gets to interact with other, you know, kids her age. So it's a really good experience for her.
Tell us about how the dance instruction works. Now, this is in a classroom setting. It's not individual instruction, but it's kind of small class sizes, yes?
Yeah. I mean, you can have private lessons, but for the most part, they offer small class sizes. And in those classes, you know, maybe 5, 6, 7, depending on the class. And they teach technique, and they teach it to all the kids at the same time.
Your daughter's name is Camilla. When did she first get interested in dancing as a kid?
Well, I mean, she was dancing she could walk, you know.
Really?
So she was always into dance, and my wife saw that right away. I had big plans for her to be a soccer player, and we did play soccer for a while, but you start to notice where her real passion was, and it was in dance. So, you know, we started slowly with ballet, and then we added in tap, and now she's all in. She's taking a bunch of different courses.
So she started her interest in soccer. Now she's into dance. So I mean, does she aspire to be a professional dancer someday?
I'm sure she'd be interested in that. I don't think she's thinking that far in advance right now. I think she just loves it and enjoys it and wants to get better. And you know, we'll see where it takes her. Her mother is a teacher, and so if you asked her, she'd probably say, I'd love to teach dance, you know, because that's kind of one of her other things is she likes to teach and train other people. So,
yeah. And you said she's been coming here for a couple of years, so she loves being around other kids. The instructors are really good to her, and certainly it sounds like you really recommend this place. As we just mentioned, by the way, when we came on the air today, this is the 7th consecutive year that the Academy of Dance Arts has been named the best dance school in Westchester, 7 years running. That's going to tell you something right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what actually drew us to the school. You know, we were looking up schools, and we saw that. So we came here, and yeah, the teacher, you know, a lot of this is just about the quality of the teachers and you know, the passion that they have and their ability to work with young kids and to keep them energized and keep them passionate. At the same time, they also give her the individual attention that helps her grow as a dancer. So it's really a good school. It's perfect for her.
And we need to mention again, this is not the kind of dance academy like you're trying to become a professional dancer. I mean, it's in a caring, nurturing, loving environment. I mean, they're going to let you make your mistakes, but
you have some fun doing it along the way.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I think there's something for everybody. You know, they have a company, which my daughter's a part of now, where it's a little bit more intensive, and they do actual competitions. But I think, you know, whatever level you want to be at, they offer it. There's certainly no pressure or anything like that. But if you're serious as time goes on, yeah, you know, there's an avenue for you to actually really learn the ropes. And I think that this school could probably train children to be professional if they wanted to go that route, because they have that kind of talent that's teaching.
All right. John Sander, thanks so much for joining us, and have a wonderful day, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with John Sander. Again, he is one of the parents of one of the students at the Academy of Dance Arts, who's been coming here a couple of years. Her name is Camilla, 9 years old, and just loves to dance. Had an interest in soccer, but decided to pursue dancing as an interest. We're going to take a short break and step aside for just a moment, and we'll be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Academy of Dance Arts here in Elmsford, the very first winners of the I Love My Office contest. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. I want to thank our wonderful sponsors for all of their contributions. Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs, and our sponsor for today, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. Now, I have a question for all of you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office? Well, let me tell you about that. If you want to enter to have a chance to win this contest and some wonderful prizes, this is what you do. You go to our website, westchestertalkradio.com, and you go to the I Love My Office link, click it, that's the button, and in it you'll see how to register. You enter all your office information, and you will be entered to have a chance to win some beautiful prizes. Listen to some of these. How about an array of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla? Sound good? How about chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck? Or perhaps you'd like a happy hour at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and even a social media consultation with MSM Designs. And if that isn't good enough, listen to this. How about a live broadcast with us, Westchester Talk Radio, at your office? Sound good to you? It absolutely sounds good to us. By the way, we're also produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Mixmaster Matt Matty Kahn. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, she is a dance teacher and the director of program development here at the Academy of Dance Arts. She is Casey Hartman. Casey, good to see you today.
Good to see you. How are you?
Good. How many years have you been with the Academy?
It's going to be 4 years now.
4 years.
Yes.
And tell us about the kids that you work with.
Well, I teach ages about 3 to 18. Sorry, I actually teach 2-year-olds as well. So 2-year-olds to 18-year-olds. So pretty much the entire spectrum. I specialize in contemporary, ballet, jazz, acrobatics, and then for the little ones, we do some hip-hop and tumbling and creative movement pre-ballet.
What's the one dance that the kids enjoy learning most of all those you teach? Is there any one particular?
I'm going to say the little ones really love to hip-hop and tumble.
They do.
It really gets them moving.
Hip-hop is a trendy thing, and it's been popular for a long time. I think it's been gaining in popularity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, of course, with social media and everything.
Yes.
With the older kids, I find contemporary is more where their hearts are in it. It really gives them room for expression and, you know, personal creativity. and really gives them an outlet, which is what we're trying to create here. We're trying to create an outlet for their artistic sides, you know, and their emotional sides.
That's a really good point you made, because, I mean, dancing is a freedom of expression, expressing yourself. I mean, whatever kind of dance it is, whether it's hip-hop or just basic dance steps, it's a way to express yourself.
Absolutely, and that's why we are Academy of Dance Arts.
There you go. Yeah, they've been around for a long time. And again, for those of you who just tuned in, again, aside from the fact that they are our first contest winners, we were the Best of Westchester last week, and we talked to your boss, Jennifer. Double winners, as a matter of fact. Best dance school for the seventh consecutive year. Best businesswoman, and now, as we said, the winners of the I Love My Office contest. And again, it's just, it's gaining in popularity. You have about 250 kids, I guess, come here, right?
Yes, we do.
Yes. And again, as you said, not just kids, but they can go all the way to adulthood. So, I mean, whatever you want to learn, I mean, you teach them, right?
Yep, pretty much. We offer all classes, ballet, tap, hip-hop, theater, dance, lyrical. I mean, you name it, we've pretty much got it here.
Now, how do you get the word out there? I mean, do you approach the parents? Do they come to you? How does it all work out?
We approach the parents as we see them. Sometimes we'll even go out there. You know, we'll hit some schools. We'll hit some community centers. Our neighbors, the Play Place, we have a lot of clients that come from over there. And word of mouth definitely takes us very far. You know, we get a lot of students from our current student base that we have here, and social media is a huge base for us in terms of gaining clientele.
So if you're one of those parents who has a young kid who wants to learn dancing or is aspiring to become maybe a professional dancer someday, they want to come here, they kind of approach you and say, I want to learn this particular step?
Absolutely, yeah. We try to gear it to what they're doing at home. You know, a lot of times we have parents come in and say, oh, she's twirling around like a ballerina. Okay, we're going to start you in a pre-ballet creative movement class. That's perfect. Oh, he's dancing to all these hip-hop music videos that we see. We're going to start him in the hip-hop and tumble class. And usually when they come in and they take a trial class, they love it. And then we end up signing them up for the whole year. So,
I just want to speak to the fact that you're also director of program development. What do you do in that role?
Well, what our goal is to develop special programs gearing towards certain children and certain teens. So we're actually starting a special needs program this year, and that will be geared towards special needs. And it basically gives them, like I said before, a creative outlet, which you don't have that a lot with special needs kids, because they are special needs. They cannot be in the same classrooms with other kids and keep up and feel like I belong here. So that's what we're trying to create for them, an environment where they can dance freely, move freely, and feel like they belong.
Okay. Well, if anybody wants more information, where can they contact you again?
Well, academyofdancearts.info. That is our website. They can always Facebook, definitely, Academy of Dance Arts, Elmsford. Give us a call here.
All right. Sounds good. Casey, thanks so much for joining us, and have a wonderful day. Great job doing here.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a short break in just a moment. We're going to speak to one of the students here at Academy of Dance Arts. She's going to join us to share her thoughts on coming here. And we're going to take just a short break and be back with more right after this. Please stay with us.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Academy of Dance Arts in Elmsford. The very first winner of the I Love My Office contest. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. I want to thank our wonderful sponsors today: Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk, Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs, and our sponsor for the day, Great Rock Florist in Valhalla. Now, I have a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office. You want to enter this contest? It's so easy. All you have to do is log onto our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the I Love My Office tab. You hit the button. You go and register all your information, and you're entered to win an assortment of prizes. How's this sound to you? An assortment of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Gray Block Florist. You can also win some beautiful chocolates from Chocolations, a happy hour at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, and a social media consultation with MSM Designs. And if that's not good enough, how's this sound to you? A live broadcast with us, Westchester Talk Radio, at your office. By the way, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Face Lips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Mixmaster Matt. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, we just spoke to her dad earlier, one of the dance dads, John Sander. Well, we have the student here we've been talking about. She's 9-year-old Camilla Sander, who's been coming to the academy for 2 years now. She absolutely loves it. Camilla, how are you doing today?
Good.
Now, tell us, what are you learning right now?
Right now, I'm learning ballet and jazz and tap and also hip-hop, but those are my main.
Yeah. Your dad told me that you were interested in soccer, but then you decided to get into dancing. How did that happen?
Well, I like soccer, but then I wasn't really good at dance before because I didn't really get a lot of attention on me because I had like 20 people in one class.
Really?
But then, I came here and I liked it a lot, and my dad saw me getting better, so I decided to go with this because I really liked it a lot, and soccer wasn't just not like for me.
Yeah, and he said, I guess, is hip-hop your favorite dance move, I understand? Yes?
Yeah.
And what do you like about it?
You just get to like really get into it and really get to like do, it's sort of like you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. It's just like you have to be very energetic for hip hop.
Yeah, hip hop is a very high energy dance. How about your instructors? Are they fun to work with?
Yeah, they make it a lot.
Yeah, how do they make it fun for you?
Well, they just like encourage me to get better.
Yeah.
And like that.
Yeah, and that's why you love coming here, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, you meet a lot of new friends too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love to dance too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like you're having a wonderful time. Well, Camilla, thanks so much for joining us, and have fun, all right?
Thank you.
All right. That's Camilla Sander joining us. Again, she's one of the students here at Academy of Dance Arts here in Elmsford. And Jim, and also Casey, if you'd like to come on with us, we're going to wrap things up here. Again, if you just tuned in, you missed quite a bit because we're here at Academy of Dance Arts. Again, they are the very first winners of the I Love My Office contest. We've been talking about that all day long. And Jen, thanks so much for joining us again. And really just a wonderful facility. And we've learned a lot about what you do and what it provides for the kids, your students. And just people just love coming here.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I love what I do. And I love having all these kids here. And it just, I guess it shines through. And that's just such an honor to me to know that they feel that way.
And again, for those of you who were late joining our broadcast, again, for the 7th consecutive year, the Academy of Dance Arts was named Best Dance School in Westchester. And Jen, my friend here, was also named Best Businesswoman once again this year. Again, it just goes to show you how popular and how well-run this place is and how fun it is to be here.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Jen, Casey, everybody, thank you so much. Congratulations on your well-earned I Love My Office contest, the very first winners of I Love My Office. Have a wonderful weekend. It was so great to see you, Jen.
Thanks again.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Casey, and thank you, everybody. Well, that'll do it for this series of Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we've been broadcasting from Academy of Dance Arts in Elmsford, the first winners of the I Love My Office contest. I'm Jim Cleefield. Thanks so much for joining us. One more time, a shout-out to all of our sponsors, Chocolations in Mamaroneck, Joseph Richard Florals in Arma, Saltaire, Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, MSM Designs, and the sponsor for today, Gray Rock Forest in Valhalla. Thanks so much for joining us. And by the way, we're also produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook. Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Jim Cleefield, along with our crew, Maddie the K-Mac K, and our engineer. Thanks so much for all your help. Special thanks to Linda Carballo of MSM Designs for helping us with social media, and to Andrew Castellano, our good buddy, for arranging these wonderful events time and time again. You do a fantastic job as well. And to you, our listeners, without you, radio wouldn't be great. Well, have a great day, everybody, and a very nice weekend. We'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.